Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Down to the final 5 seconds. Rats rain down. Lord Stanley staying in South Florida. Last year was greatness. This time it's historic. The Florida Panthers are back-to-back Stanley Cup champions. The Panthers have done it in 6 games. They take down the Edmonton Oilers. The Panthers have gone back-to-back in 24 and 25.
Glorious, beautiful, remarkable, and undeniable. The Panthers at the top of the hockey mountain, second year in a row, Stanley Cup champions.
The Florida Panthers have etched their names in hockey history.
And we have a new dynasty in South Florida. The Florida Panthers go back to back. Doug Plagans on the call last night. This is one of those special mornings that you always remember. Doing morning radio here. I'm Hollywood. Omar Kelly is here with us. Dan Day is here with us, as well as the Panthers, the new dynasty here in South Florida. We got a lot of stuff to get to here on the show. Good morning, everyone. This is one of those days, too. We'll be dragging ass around town. If you know why they're dragging ass, because they were up watching that hockey game. So everyone gets a pass today. Right?
Do people get to show up late for work?
You do what you want to do today.
Yeah,
this is it's a championship. What day of the week is this? What is this, Wednesday?
You did walk in here like 1 minute before airtime.
I'm hurting. I was going to start the show yelling. I have very little voice remaining.
Yeah, you smell like the elbow room, man. What's going on?
I know. I have very little voice remaining. This is it. I'm very glad this did not go to game 7, because I don't think I could have taken another one of these.
I I'm not a hockey expert, so I'm watching the game, and I'm like biting my nails the whole game.
It was a very tense game last night, but the Panthers.
Tense game. They only got one goal, but it's a tense game.
Was it the circumstances?
Last night felt
like a game, like game 7. It kind of had that vibe to it for me.
I agree.
And the Panthers put together.
That's because nobody wanted to go back to Edmonton.
Well, they put together a very dominant performance last night, Dan.
I'm pretty certain that nobody cheered more than Dave Hyde.
That's true. And Dave will join us later in the show. But Dan, I mean, it just felt like a wall-to-wall dominant performance.
It was a dominant performance, but the reason you were biting your nails, Omar, is because Sergei Bobrovsky had to stand on his head and make some really big stops in there. You always felt as though they were just one shot away from pulling this game right back in. And ooh, that's what got you nervous. But Sergei Bobrovsky, better than advertised.
Unbelievable. There are so many great stories on this team. We're going to get to all of them as we go through this this show here. We have a bunch of sound from last night that we'll get to. We're also going to open up the phone lines here this morning if you would like. 305-567-0560 is how you jump in. This is one of those mornings where we'd love to hear from you. So if you would like to jump on the phone lines, you can certainly do that. And we are happy to take your phone calls, as this will put the Panthers in the all-time of South Florida greatness here. And it's not even close anymore. You could certainly make the argument that this is the most impressive stretch we've ever seen from a South Florida sports team. In that sport,
in that sport,
it is hard.
Oh, you mean in that sport, it's
hard to do. And you heard the commissioner said it when he gave out the trophy. He goes, doing this once is hard. Doing this twice is almost impossible. You need, and we know this, you need everything to go right to win a championship. You need health. You need some bounces. You need everything to go your way.
How quickly we forget about these things when it comes to the Dolphins.
I know. It's almost like you take it for granted because this Panther team has been so good now for 3 years in a row. They got to the final, of course, the first year of this run. So this is three straight trips to the final and now two straight championships. And again, you could make the argument that the only other team I think you could really start to compare this to is the Big Three Heat, right? I mean, the Dolphins and, 72 had their undefeated season.
I think the 72-73 Dolphins.
You could throw them in there. Sure, we'll throw them in there. But to me, like in more recent memory, like the Heat comes to mind.
Yeah, that I don't have that memory.
And the problem is that Heat thing was so top-heavy in a league, in a star-driven league. But this Panther thing is just a team. Like, they have a full team of depth and just different guys have stepped up.
They're like the
San
Antonio Spurs of the NHL.
They really are. I mean, Matthew Tkachuk has played really well through this final, and he came out last night. What did he say? A torn abductor?
All the way to the bone, plus a sports hernia. Sports hernia on top of that.
These guys are playing.
Yeah, that's hockey, man. Yeah. That's how they roll.
Yeah, meanwhile,
sports hernia, no big deal.
Tyrese Halliburton might miss the next game of the finals.
He says he's playing. Stop acting like he's a
strained calf or something. Like, it really is amazing what these guys play.
I do want to put my money on Oklahoma City Thunder, though.
They're going to pound them, I think, in the next game. And by the way, that'll be our last sporting event outside of baseball up until we get to football. So last night, Panther fans, I hope you enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Because you're going to have a couple of months here.
Four weeks of Siberia.
Until we get to training camp. Officially entered that period. But great stories on his team. I mean, let's see. Brad Marchand, what an amazing story that was. He was in the major talks for the Conn Smythe last night. Sam Bennett got it. Talk about another great story. Sam Bennett wins the Conn Smythe.
Can somebody explain the Conn Smythe to
me? Yes, the playoff MVP. Playoffs MVP. So okay. Sam Bennett had the most goals.
Who won it last year? Because this was
Connor
first...
McDavid won it last year.
And
Connor
he was
McDavid.
Not a Panther.
He was not a Panther. Connor McDavid was on Edmonton, and people were not thrilled about that. But again, that's relevant in the grand scheme, right? You want to win the cup, I think, is really what matters. And it is amazing. They're showing Edmonton this morning and, on the screen right now. And Edmonton has gotten a lot of the coverage. I know that's been kind of a narrative here.
I wonder what that's like. Right now.
And we might have to do this in the next day or two here on the show. Maybe see if we can find the Joe Rose Show of Edmonton and find their Joe. Because this must be the equivalent of their Dolphins getting to the Super Bowl twice and blowing it. Because that's their sport. That's their NFL, right? That's their sport.
They're the Buffalo. You're calling them the Buffalo Bills of
Connor
of
McDavid happens
now?
To be by far and away probably the best player in that league. So for them to lose it twice is actually quite remarkable. But going back to the Panthers and just the amazing stories on this team, and how about Barkov hands it off and they got guys that have won the cup for the first time skating around first, and it really is an incredible story. And from the ownership down to the general manager to Paul Maurice, who is now a legend here in South Florida, and can't wait to see him get on that stage at the parade and speak to everyone here once again. All right, 305-567-0560 is how you jump in. And Dan, you want to just kick it off with some phone calls here? Let's do it, Dan. You just have
you opening it was that quick?
Yeah, let's do it, Dan. You can let it rip here if you got the names. Go ahead.
Yeah, let's go, Jerome in Miami. Go ahead. Well, looks like he put us on hold. So,
does Jerome have his own hold music?
He's putting us on hold. Kyle in Fort Lauderdale.
Wow. What's going on, fellas? How we doing?
Good, Kyle. How you doing?
Good morning, Kyle. What wakes you up at 6:10 a.m.?
I work in downtown Miami, so I'm on the road at 5 a.m. I'm tired, man, but I'm feeling good. I'm grateful. I'm just ecstatic, man. I can't believe we did it again.
It really is an amazing feeling, isn't it, man? We don't get to do
this
very often down here, and I don't want to start taking this for granted here, but this Panther team is they've been on a roll here for 3 years now, and I'll tell you what, I don't think they're going anywhere either.
I don't think so either, man. I'm a diehard Canes and Dolphins fan, so we know pain very well, man. And this is just This is just a blessing,
why,
man.
Why
I'm
you gotta
so
hit
grateful.
Us with a low blow right there? Why can't we just celebrate?
Hey, man,
today?
Listen. In fairness, I had someone send me on Twitter last night a graphic of the other teams that have not won anything in this little time span. I think this is interesting. Thank you for the call, by the way, Kyle. Appreciate it. Safe travels to into downtown there, brother. The Panthers, correct me if I'm wrong, are going to be the only team to win a playoff game in the year 2025.
In South
in
Florida?
In our town, yeah, right? The Heat
okay,
did not win
he did
a
not
game.
Win one. Dolphins
the Marlins,
make it.
I'm guessing, are not going to make the playoffs. The Dolphins certainly did not.
And so we're not talking about the Hurricanes.
The Hurricanes did not make the playoff.
Okay.
So this there is you it. Go, man. This is a big deal. And it's almost hard to put into words because I grew up really into hockey. We got really into it when I moved up towards Palm Beach, and you know, we started going to the games every year. We were season ticket holders for a while there, and the team stunk. They were just always so bad. And to get to a point where they are not only the best team in hockey, but a dynasty in hockey and a team that's not going anywhere. They have this core of guys locked up. And it was funny last night. I saw on TNT. TNT does a great job covering these games. I really do enjoy their coverage. They had the sideline reporter. I keep calling her sideline reporter because I don't know what they call it in hockey. She's talking to Brad Marchand on the ice, and you know, gets his comments. Great story. This and that. He goes, "Do you want to be back? Do you want to come back here?" He goes, "I got to give this a little bit to see here." But they were right after it, man. Because he's one of those guys. They got right after it and asked him. All right, Dan, what do we got here? Let's just jump right back to it.
Let's give Jerome another chance in Miami. Jerome, go ahead.
Hang on, Jerome. Before you go here, do you have your own hold music?
No, man. I apologize.
That's
that,
all right,
man.
Jerome. How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm blessed. Good morning to you all, man. I'm just
yeah.
So,
I wouldn't even put your hold music with your voice. So I'm gonna give you the benefit of the doubt.
Okay, I appreciate it. Listen, man, this is just another great day in the sports of South Florida, man. I'm just so thankful that to watch this thing from the beginning when it took off. But also, you know something, I want to also thank our neighbors to the north in the state of Florida, because 40 years ago, this was just a dream. I never thought NHL would be in the state of Florida. And here it is, Tampa Bay, they gave me some encouragement and a dream that it can happen down here. So, you know, I just want to thank them up there for, you know, their contribution to the league and everything. And it inspired us as Florida Panther fans that we can accomplish what they have done as well. And except it's back-to-back and, it's just a great feeling, guys, man. And I just hope everybody out there be safe as we celebrate. And just enjoy this moment, man, because this is one of the greatest moments in South Florida sport.
It really is. Thank you very much for the call, Jerome. Appreciate it this morning as we are this is one of those mornings you wake up and, you know, you're not going to forget this one. And we'll have a parade coming up this weekend once again here in South Florida.
You think it's a Saturday? That's a quick turnaround.
I don't know what we're hearing officially.
Whispers are Sunday.
Yeah, I heard
whispers
on Sunday.
Okay,
yes.
I was about to say Saturday is a quick turnaround. You know what I'm saying?
But I mean, yeah. It's kind of a repeat from last year, so
the
kind of already.
Yeah, the route's ready to go.
Yeah, they're ready to rock and roll.
Yeah, the route's ready to go.
Yeah, but you got to get police officers lined up.
Everyone's happy.
We're pretty prepared for this one, you know.
All right, let's do one more call here before we hit the break. And Dan, who is this?
We got our guy Richie over at Hard Rock Stadium.
Richie, what's up, man?
What's up, my man? Man, just like Jerome said, we're blessed to have the Panthers down here. How about an organization, two-time Stanley Cup champions, man? That's something big. Elmar, let me ask you a question. How much pressure does that put on our Dolphins?
I think the Dolphins are under as much pressure as you could possibly be, especially mm-hmm. when the owner says the status quo will not do. And we all know
all right,
the status
well,
quo is
I'll see you
dead.
Out here at training camp, Omar. And listen, today, you know what we got out here, guys? Real Madrid. So you guys come out here and have some fun, all right?
Hey,
go
Richie.
Panthers.
Richie, before you go, did the Knicks did the Knicks find anyone willing to interview for their job?
Woody, is that Woody? See, you got to spoil the day, Woody, for me. I'm happy as hell, and you got to talk about my Knicks.
I'm sorry, buddy.
Woody, man.
I'm sorry.
Great, guys, great show.
All right, Richie. Thank you, my friend.
You got to hit Richie with a low blow. Come on, man.
Richie's a big Knicks fan. I don't think they found anyone to interview for that job yet. Dan, we want to squeeze one more in here. We got one more caller on the board here. Why don't we squeeze this call in?
Yeah, let's go to Jeff Trudeau. In let's say Broward County. Jeff, go ahead, brother.
Jeff Trudeau here. Let's go, Cats. We don't. Hey, low energy, Omar. Come on, pick it up, bro. Let's go. We got to talk about these Cats a little bit. Who cares about these doll fans?
How do I get astray?
I know you did get astray. Thank you for the call, Jeff.
My energy's pretty good.
Hey, man, in fairness, Richie asked you about the pressure on the Dolphins. Does this put pressure? Yeah, I think this puts immense pressure on the rest of the teams in town. But, you know, not that they weren't under as much as they could be anyway. I mean, you look at the next upcoming seasons here, the Dolphins are under a massive amount of pressure.
They're like staring at a rebuild.
The Hurricanes football team, they know it's time, right? It's time to win the ACC.
Dan Canale predicted that they wouldn't make the playoff, that they wouldn't make the postseason.
I don't follow him. I don't care.
Yeah, but he's a Florida State cinema.
Someone told me about that the other day. I don't care about that. And then the Heat obviously are going to be feeling it as well, right? The Heat are not a team that's used
Kevin
to
Durant,
being stuck in mediocrity. So, yeah, there's a lot of pressure on the other teams, but man, the Panthers have.
It just sets a standard. It sets a new standard.
Texter says, reminds me of the 71 Dolphins who lost, came back, won 72 and 73.
That's right.
Yeah, hey, look, the Heat did the same thing with the Big Three. They lost the first year. Remember the Mavericks series?
Yes.
With Jose Barea shutting down.
LeBron didn't step up.
Shutting down LeBron in the finals, and they came back, and they won a couple, and they obviously lost the last one, and that's when the thing broke up. Hey, the Panthers can have a really good shot at a three-peat.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves. Let's enjoy the moment.
We are enjoying the moment, but the Panthers are going to have a real good shot at keeping this thing going here. 305-567-0560. You can text us. You can call us. The phone lines are open here this morning if you want to jump in. If you're fired up about this Panther victory like we are here, we do have a lot of stuff to get to here on the show. Dave Hyde was covering the game last night. Dave Hyde made his way onto the ice last night. He must just be so excited right now that his run is over.
He's not going to have to go to Edmonton.
He would have had to come back last night, pack his crap, and fly 12 hours to Edmonton. He must be in a very good mood this morning. Dave Hyde will join us, and we'll track down whoever isn't drunk or asleep. So
you know what I had dreams about all night last night,
which is absolutely crazy.
Yeah, I mean, you do. Yeah, you do. You know, you want to know.
All right, what do you got?
We've got like a 10-day stretch where the Dolphins are going to practice against the Chicago Bears and the Detroit Lions. I will be in the Midwest for 10 straight days. Hopefully. I really don't want to do that trip.
Well, again, nobody wants to hear you complain about your travel.
I know.
Omar, but,
I know. I realize it's not just work travel. I didn't like my vacation. I didn't like my boys' trip either.
Well,
I just don't like traveling anymore.
We're done traveling for now because there will be no return trip to Edmonton. There'll just be a trip down to Fort Lauderdale Beach for a victory parade coming up here this weekend.
Is it going to be on the sand again?
As far as I know, I'm not planning it, but as far as I know, it will be in the same location. Dan, I don't know if you've heard anything differently, but I'm guessing it will be in the same spot. I don't know that we have full plans yet, but we will soon.
Why not just take it down Los Olas?
Though the rumor is A1A going to stop and do the thing at 5th Street, A1A and 5th.
Is that where Bowes Beach is?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, I don't know the
streets. Same path as last year.
In Fort Lauderdale. I've only been a Broward guy for like 3 days now, so.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Back-to-back, three-straight Stanley Cup. Is this a dynasty?
I don't think about that, you know. Like, I'm just enjoying the moment, and I'm happy with this moment. So it's an amazing feeling, and I want to savor this.
That was Big Bob right there. Is it a dynasty? It sure is. Two straight for the Florida Panthers. Back-to-back Stanley Cup champions. And a parade coming up here on Sunday. It is going to be down in Fort Lauderdale as the last one was. And they are saying down A1A in Fort Lauderdale. That is the tentative plan at the moment. Weather's been good. Weather's been good lately. I don't want to jinx anything, but the weather's been nice. We've dodged some rain here. Last year there was a lot of rain at the parade. It didn't stop anything from happening. It was a slight delay because the lightning was clapping pretty good out there. But we're good to go. Hopefully for Sunday down Fort Lauderdale as the Panthers win their second straight Stanley Cup. 305-567-0560. If you would like to jump in with us here this morning. Boy, Dan, this is just one of those mornings, man, where you won't forget being on the radio. This is an exciting morning here in South Florida. We don't get these very often. We have not had championships since this Panther run. It has been a while since we've had championships. You'd have to go back to the Big Three,
yeah,
which that was a long time ago now. So it's been a while.
And, what year was the Big Three run?
The Big Three was like 10 through 14.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's been
Are you calling South Florida losers?
Well, it's been quite a while here since we've had.
I think that's what you're doing.
No. Championships down here. Relax, Omar. Relax. It has been a while, and again, that's why you don't take these here for granted. You know?
It never gets old, really. I've been a part of different championships, whether it's college, whether it's professional. Winning them back-to-back and going to three straight Stanley Cup finals, never do you say, okay, you know, it's cool. You're always so excited. It's always so fun. And this one, just as sweet as the last one, I'll admit it. It's just great.
It really is. Flanagan's Fest on Saturday, Stanley Cup Parade Sunday. Texter said it's going to be a good weekend. I'm into that.
What is a Flanagan's Fest?
Flanagan's Fest is at the Marlins game. They have like a whole event that they're putting on over there. We'll talk about that later on in the show. By the way, I have a watch party coming up on Thursday at Waxy's in Fort Lauderdale, and we're going to be giving away soccer tickets because we got the soccer in town with the FIFA Club World Cup.
Real Madrid.
So we have that going on. Yeah, Richie was pumping up his game that he's got over there. So, man, I don't know where you guys want to place this team in the on the Mount Rushmore of Florida teams.
They're
but
definitely
they are
on there.
Right up there. This is 72 Dolphins. This is,
the 2012
Heat. Yep, the Heatles and this Panther team. And that's it.
Don't forget the Hurricanes.
Yeah, the Hurricanes back in there.
Well, the pro teams.
Pro teams.
Well, the Hurricanes, the Hurricanes can get in there as well, certainly.
That means we've just excluded the Marlins' two championships.
Yeah, those are far apart, though.
Okay.
Those are far apart. Right. I'm curious where you rank the stories on this team, too, Dan. Is there a story that stands out to you as perhaps the best story on this team? I don't know if you want to go Sam Bennett winning the Conn Smythe last night.
He was a throw-in, by the
Bobrovsky.
Way. He was a throw-in with Matthew Tkachuk.
I know.
Just a throw-in. Yeah, sweetener.
The Tkachuk thing is unbelievable.
What about Gustav Forsling being cut?
Yep.
Being cut in a major part of this team.
Brad Marchand's story is pretty awesome, too.
The Rat.
Is pretty awesome.
What about Sergei Bobrovsky? Bumbrovsky for the first 2 years.
I know.
Maybe first 3 years. And then all of a sudden, he flips a switch and has been lights out since then.
The photos of Marchand, by the way, when he won with Boston, like he looks like he's 20 years old. Like, he just looks so young in those photos, and he looks so like my age now and like currently. Like it really is remarkable to see the different ages that he won a Stanley Cup. But man, what an experience too for the people there last night. That must have been something special. As we're just watching again all the highlights this morning here of those guys skating around with the Stanley Cup. So it's pretty exciting. We're going to have a lot of sound that we will get to throughout the show. We're going to try to track some of our Panther guests down that have not spent the entire night drinking and going to different parties and such. If you are out there, let us know. I want to know where the parties have been at. I know the Elbow Room last year was the spot. I'm guessing they've taken over, Dan, once again there in Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah, you can go to the Sun Sentinel, and we're going to have Dave Hyde on in just a little bit. You can go to the Sun Sentinel's website, and they actually have a live stream from the Elbow Room, for better or for worse.
No way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
For better or for worse.
We may have to check this thing out. That is interesting.
What about Matthew Tkachuk coming in, hadn't played a game yet, says, look, the Thunder's reign of terror is over here in South Florida. Things are about to change. We're about to start winning championships, and I'm going to do it all in my flip-flops and skates. And you go, God, this guy's so cocky. And then he goes out there and does it. And then he goes into the ocean last year with the cup and parties at the Elbow Room. And you're like, he's so confident. He's so secure. He's so good. He goes from being one of these cocky, kind of arrogant guys to just like, he's just secure and good. He's been great.
It really is amazing. And he comes out with the injuries after the fact. But what would torn abductor? I don't even know what that is, but it sounds bad. And a sports hernia.
Yeah, he's been dealing with since the Four Nations face-off. By the way, of course, he did sit for a long time.
And the guy's such a lunatic. He says he's feeling better as the thing goes. The playoffs went on. He said just was as it kept going.
Torn abductor is this, you're basically your abs, so he's got torn abs. Yeah.
I don't know how these guys do it, but that is wild to say the least, man. But these guys, that's what they do. That's what they do in the NHL. That's why a lot of people have a lot of respect for these hockey players in an era where we're mostly seems like talking about guys, load managing and such. It is pretty refreshing.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered.
Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ekholm will swing it across to Bouchard into the neutral zone. Poked away. Here's Reinhardt heading in. Gets around Ekholm in front of shot. He scores! Sam Reinhardt as he was being pulled down. He beats Skinner top shelf. And the Panthers strike first here in game six. Sam Reinhardt with 15:24 to go here in the opening frame. What a play! To the corner, Barkov. Right wing side. Barkov to the trapezoid. Feeds it back for Verhaeghe. Right side boards. Verhaeghe at the half wall. Turnaround shot off the chest protector of Skinner. The rebound. Barkov in front. It bounces and they score. It went off Reinhardt. And the Panthers take a 3-0 lead. It went off Reinhardt in front. 2:29 to play in the second. And the Panthers lead game six by a trio. McDavid behind the net. Dreisaitl stolen away. Ekblad. Forsling near side. Verhaeghe gives to Reinhardt. And the puck poked away. Now Barkov to Verhaeghe. Now Barkov right side. Reinhardt to the open. Then he scores! It's a hat trick here in game six for Sam Reinhardt. He cashes in on the empty net. 4-0 Panthers with 6:34 to play in the third. Barkov to the corner for Reinhardt. Tapped on Ekblad to Verhaeghe. Now to Reinhardt again to the empty net. Does it have the distance? It does! 4 for Sam Reinhardt. He scores to make it 5-0 Panthers. Another empty netter with 5:05 to play here in the third.
What was that? 4 goals, Dan Day?
4.
4 for Sam Reinhardt. 2 Stanley Cups for the Florida Panthers as we welcome you back in here on WQAM. The sun is coming up here on this beautiful Wednesday morning. The Panthers, the new dynasty here in South Florida. Welcome back in here. We are taking your calls this morning to celebrate 305-567-0560. And you want to just do this? Let's jump right back out to the phone lines here. Seth is up next on QAM. Seth, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. It was an incredible night. I was there at the, nice. at the arena. Been there for 3 years now, believe it or not. That's when we decided to get season tickets. Electric. It's incredible. And I think that we're building a big a fan base. I think one of the reasons it's so exciting is that the players and the culture is honestly more relatable for a lot of us down here in South Florida. It really is. We feel like these are people that we'd like to hang out with. We also feel that hockey is a sport that cares more about the fan as opposed to the dollars. That's just what comes across. So those are sort of important points I wanted to make.
Mm-hmm.
And along those lines, Woody, Is QAM going to try to expand their coverage of hockey throughout the year, given what's going on and given that maybe there's more of a demographic to support it?
Seth, that's a great question, and I appreciate it. And as the sport grows and popularity grows, yeah, I mean, that's the hope, right, is that it continues to grow. I love hockey. I've always been a hockey fan. You know how it goes with moving the needle down here. It's always been football, 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 but, you know, the Heat coming in second. But, yeah, I obviously would love that. Yes, that would be great, and I do think it's starting to grow.
Yeah.
And 2 years of championships will do that for you, Seth. You know what I mean?
Right, right, right. I think some of us would really appreciate it because even during the run, even to the Eastern Conference Finals, it would be about 5 minutes of hockey, and then the rest of it would be what's going on with Tua and, you know, what's going on with the people, you know, in the Dolphin organization. And it was a little frustrating for a bunch of us, I'd say. But I appreciate the coverage today, and we're really excited here in Plantation.
You got it, Seth. Thank you for the call. And I will say, as far as the players being relatable and all that kind of stuff that he said, I look, obviously the money in hockey is not the way that it is in the other sports. I don't know if that has an effect on it.
Neither is the attention and coverage because
it does not have the attention and coverage.
That game was not televised locally. It was televised on TNT. And if you did not have cable, you weren't watching the game.
That's true. Hey, you look, that is, by the way, a fair point. And I know that the ratings have not been good.
Yes, they have not been good.
Barry pointed that out, you know, recently. But, you know, I don't know how much of that has to do with cable or streaming or whatever people are doing to watch these games. I don't believe Barry said that they had gotten a 3.
Yeah.
But that 3% of people down here are watching the game. I don't even buy that.
Come on, Barry.
There is no way.
There's
I'm not
one
saying
thing Barry
doesn't
report
I'm not
accurately,
saying his reporting
and that's
is,
television ratings.
I'm not saying Barry's my guy, and I'm not saying it's faulty reporting, but 3%?
Yeah, I'm
what
I'm,
is everyone doing? What
I'm
did everyone watch
you,
last
man.
Night?
Listen.
What else was on TV? I don't even know. What was on TV last night that the 97% of people
Love
down
Island.
Here were watching?
College World Series, man. That College World Series.
Love Island, baby.
UCLA, Arkansas.
What the hell is everyone watching if they're not watching that last night?
But hold
Look,
on.
Even
hold
if you're
on.
A casual
this
sports
is an
fan,
era,
you're,
this is
you're
an era where you're
fan.
Not watching appointment watching television. You're watching whatever you want to watch on your DVR or whatever you want to watch
but
on
I don't
your
think that
site.
Holds true with sports. I really agree with you.
I agree with you.
And if you look at it, look. You look at the recent numbers for sports. The golf did really well over the weekend. The golf had like over 5 million people. Hell, these WNBA games with
yep.
Caitlin Clark
Picking
involved
up
are putting up monster
they roughed her
viewership
up last night.
Numbers. I know. I don't. I'm not talking about that. I don't care. But
you don't want to talk about them roughing up.
I just
Clark?
Like she's good for your game, and everyone just seems to hate her so much. I don't know. I don't.
I mean,
understand
didn't they hate
league.
Michael Jordan? Didn't they beat up Michael Jordan for years?
Yeah, but that was. It just felt different. This just feels mean-spirited. I don't know. They knocked her around last night, but whatever.
They
not
roughed
the, not
her
the
up,
morning
maybe.
For it. Let's go back to the phones here. It's the morning for that. Who do we got here, Dan? Caller, go
Hello?
Ahead. You're on the air. Yep, go ahead.
Hi, yeah, it's Andrew from Miami. Isn't
hey,
it
Andrew.
Crazy how far? Isn't it crazy how far this organization has gone? I mean, we would give people free tickets if they lost the lotto. You know, like, isn't it crazy? We were President's Trophy winners 4 years ago. Unfortunately, the result we didn't want for Vegas. But we beat Edmonton back-to-back. And now Paul Maurice has won 50% of his Stanley Cups. So, you know, it's just awesome. It's an awesome time to be a Panthers fan. And it's an awesome time to see this team just work together in such unison as they have, you know?
They really are. They are a full team. And Omar actually said this earlier, one of the only good points he's made, that they've reminded him of the Spurs. And they do, because that Spurs team in the final, really both finals, to be honest, but that team played so well together. They played team basketball. And this Panther team plays team hockey. They really do. If I asked you who the best player on the Panthers was, I think you'd have a tough time answering that question.
I've heard.
I mean, who isn't a good player? I mean, our club is stacked, sir. Our
yeah,
club is stacked.
Absolutely. When you can't tell me definitively who your best player is, and you can make the case for Barkov, you can make the case for Reinhart, you can make the case for Big Bob, right? The goalie is such an important position in that sport. I don't know that you could definitively tell me who their best player is, because they have guys that step up in all different ways.
I agree with you, sir.
I've heard.
Thank you for the call.
I've heard Goldie talk about the bond and chemistry that they have, where the whole team hangs together. They spend time together.
They do
off the
seem
court.
To like each other.
Yeah,
they do. They really do.
And,
they
and,
seem
and
to
that,
like each
that's
other.
A, that's an important.
I agree.
That's an important thing, and it leads to, you know, the next level bonding and you know, I hate to bring it back to the Dolphins because nobody wants to talk about the Dolphins, but that's what the 2023 Dolphins had, and the 2024 Dolphins were missing. They didn't like each other. They didn't have a bond. They didn't hang out off the court. Goldie, I heard him talking to Bo Camper, and he was like, they were in Edmonton, and they found an ice cream place, and everybody just went to the ice cream place. And I was just like, that just sounds weird, but it's that bonding on the road that you do that creates a bond and a chemistry. And it's part of the reason why I think Mike McDaniel's taking the team to the Midwest and we're spending 10 days in Chicago and Detroit.
I buy into that, man. I do. I buy into that. You can't, you know, be divided on these teams here. Let's see. We got some text coming in here because that's really stupid. 3% of the population of South Florida is watching the game at Brews Room last night. I don't know, man.
You know I don't buy that. Right?
I don't buy those numbers.
No. I do buy those numbers because
I don't know.
I'm sorry.
I don't know where everyone's watching the game. I just, like, I don't know what you were doing last night if you weren't watching that game. If you're a fan of sports, I don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, but come
on. What else was on TV last night?
We're talking about fan of sports is 30% of the population.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, come on. You're not getting every guy.
This guy says bro played with torn abs and a hernia without a word about it. Baseball players be out 3 weeks after trotting down.
Stop. They're not even the softest. They're not even the softest players.
Baseball?
Yeah, no.
Baseball's in the conversation.
Nah.
You're 813. I'm the guy that got tickets for Father's Day.
They're not even playing with a hangnail.
Oh, this is my guy here. He got tickets for Father's Day behind the Oilers bench. Their body language and expressions were bad as early as the second period. I got to tell you, it felt when the Panthers scored first in that game, it felt very over. I don't know, man. Edmonton, I don't know if they packed it in or whatever, but the Panthers
really buckled to the pressure, put it on them. You could see they were buckling to the pressure.
It did
early.
Feel that way.
I mean, but that's why you have home ice advantage. That crowd was behind them. That crowd was chanting in the second period. I mean, they were leading 3-0, and every time Panthers had the ball, the crowd was chanting. At the puck.
You wonder if the Panthers took their souls in Game 5, though, right?
I think that they were just running on fumes. The Oilers made that push when they were down 3-0 to come back and win Game 4, and I think that was it.
That they had after Game 4.
And they were going back home, and you're like, oh, no. Oh, no, Panthers.
Like they were finally going to get it. They were going to steal this thing, and the Panthers just, they said no in Game 5, and I don't know. That might have been it, right? That might have been it because they no-showed last night. And, again, I can only imagine what it's like this morning in Edmonton with their stars. Connor McDavid was a no-show through the whole series.
He got one goal.
He was terrible in this series. No Conn Smythe for him this time, by the way. No MVP for the loser.
I'm not a hockey aficionado. I don't watch it on a regular basis. But, I mean, anytime Edmonton had the puck, the Panthers were putting them against the board. And you could just see the fight would just wither away from the Edmonton Oilers as the game continued.
And I was listening to the game last night on 560 WQAM. Doug Plagans and Billy Lindsay were saying pretty much towards the end of the second that you could see there was a change in Edmonton's demeanor. It went from, you know, being professional to just they had had enough.
And yeah,
they were trying to get chippy, and they just don't. And you could kind of, they said it without saying it, like, they're done. They're just done.
Yeah, no, it kind of had that sense. I mean, I'm not a hockey watcher on a regular basis, but you look like it was like a fight that they didn't want any part of.
And they started to get choked out, and they could kind of tell towards the end of the second, like, okay, maybe they kicked and screamed a little bit, but it was all too little too late. And by that point, you could kind of feel in the end of the second that this thing was getting out of hand.
All right, we have a celebration going here on QAM. Parade Sunday. Sunday parade, tentatively, we've been told by, I guess, the mayor.
I mean, you don't announce it and then say tentatively. You just announced Sunday parade and then said tentatively.
How do you do that? I'm just going by what the mayor said.
I'm hoping for a Sunday parade because there's rain
on the forecast?
Saturday forecast.
Really?
But I mean, clear on Sunday.
Do okay. you buy that, though, in South Florida?
Yes. I buy meteorologists.
No, it's hit or miss. But wait, man, we learned last year rain isn't going to stop
it. Yeah, but Danny, you were out there. It was a mess.
Though. I was. It was wild last year.
Did you take your son?
Let's see here. Did you guys watch the local news after the game? They were live in Hialeah, Fort Lauderdale Beach. Bird Road streets were flooded. Do you think those people weren't watching the game? No, like I said, man, it seems to me.
No, we actually went to bed because we had a radio show to do.
I did not celebrate in the streets last night, but I was up. My 8-year-old loves this stuff and loves the Panthers, and he goes,
He thinks everybody just gets Dan Marino on speed.
Yeah,
up.
I know. He told me, he goes, he can't make me go to bed tonight.
He threatened you?
He goes, I'm staying up tonight. I said, yep, whatever you want. And not only did he stay up, but he made us watch the celebrations afterwards. He watched the whole thing.
Oh, he's in today.
Yeah. Well, no, he's going to be sleeping. He'll probably be sleeping by the time I get home. But, yeah, he's been spoiled by this. He's got to see the Heat in the finals twice in his life. He saw the bubble finals, and he saw the finals here against Denver. And now he's seen the Panthers in the finals twice. He's too young to understand the Dolphins situation. So,
he still thinks
they beat Tennessee in that game.
Yes.
So he doesn't know about the whole meltdown in that game and the downfall.
That's a monumental game.
Yeah, he's a very sheltered South Florida sports fan. So he just only knows winning at this point. But that's a good age to be if you're a South Florida sports fan.
He knows Cam Ward.
If you're under 10,
UM quarterbacks go number one all the time in the draft.
If you're under ten right now, things have been very good for you as a South Florida sports fan. All right, 305-567-0560. Jump on in, man. Just join us here this morning and give us your thoughts on this one. If you're hungover,
if you're waking up,
you're on your way to work. Today is one of those, like, grab a Celsius, grab an energy drink, do what you got to do here this morning, whatever it is, your Cuban coffee, whatever you need to make it through the day. This is one of those, we'll get to bed early tonight, but this is a celebration day here in South Florida.
Hey, don't most people have tomorrow off?
What's tomorrow?
That's right.
Yes, a lot of people do have tomorrow off for Juneteenth, right?
Yes,
so,
that's correct.
A lot of people do have tomorrow off. Celebrate Black people's freedom. Yes, so we do have that. I got to tell Omar, I lose track of my days. I didn't even know today was Wednesday when we started the show.
Yeah.
So I do lose track of my days. I believe, Dan, we are working tomorrow, though. We will hold it down for everyone tomorrow. So if you are not working, you're driving into work tomorrow, we will be here for you. Can't take any time off now, man. These don't come around too often. So we're pumped up here this morning as the Panthers go back-to-back. We are taking your calls as well, 305-567-0560. We're going to track down Dave Hyde as well, who was covering the game last night. Dave has covered everything down here, so I'm very curious to hear his thoughts on where this stands.
I gotta ask Dave.
When
you saw Roberto Luongo banging the drum last night, did you know it was over? Because you know that's kind of one of those death tolls for the other team.
When he hit you with the "Let's effing go," I love that, man. I just love that.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.